You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, everybody, and happy National Psychic Day. Da, 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 da. So there's actually two psychic days. There's today, National Psychic Day, and then there's Psychic Powers Day, which happens to be on Halloween. So, but I'm just wishing it all happy for you guys. And I'm doing a big push right now for you all to download my app. It's only $1.99. Dice Wisdom, download my app, and then if you can't get through to my radio program, you have me on your phone. Ask a question, tap the dice, you get an answer to your question. $1.99. Happy National Psychic Day. That's the best way you can celebrate me and my radio program is downloading my app on your phone. I would really appreciate it. So I'm going to go right to the callers here. I have somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310.
Good morning.
Who's this?
This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. What's your question?
Okay, so I met someone on Friday, and he is a
Cancer.
Wow,
that's quick.
Yeah, and I was wondering if it was going to go anywhere, and if it wasn't, was there someone else on the horizon?
Okay, so one of the things, now I want to tell you women do this way more than men do this. I'm just saying, and I'm going to totally stereotype here. See, men want to get to know you. Men are not quite sure usually right off the bat. Although I was doing a special event yesterday and I was telling the guy that I did the reading for, I said, you knew as soon as you looked at her that you were going to marry her. He goes, yes, I did. So, yes, there are those rare occasions. What it's saying in your cards is you have this incredibly lovely card that in traditional tarot is the Eight of Wands, and you have it upright, which means arrows of love. Every one of your cards here, okay, so every one of your cards here is coming up upright, Cindy, which means if you were asking me a yes or no question, I would say yes. There's lots of possibilities here. This is not a man that you can push, though. And I got to be really, really clear with that. This is the guy that you show how much fun you are from the minute you meet him. Now, when I say how much fun you are, it doesn't mean that you jump in bed like right away with him. What it means is that you are fun on lots of levels. You're fun when you go to the movies with him. You're fun when you go to the grocery store. You can sit and be quiet and watch a sports game or a movie. It's like you don't need constant attention. And I'm telling you that this has a real strong possibility if you don't push. And that's probably my biggest piece of advice to you, Cindy, is that there's really good potential here. But you can't push this dude. He wants to make sure that you're smart enough, got the right spiritual alignment, that he can trust you, and then, but that's, you're probably not going to have any indication that he's serious about you for 4 or 5 months. So until then, I don't mind that you date him and other men, because as long as you're not poking anybody, they're just friends.
Okay, I got it. Yeah.
Okay, so in other words, the more casual you are, I mean, it doesn't mean that you're not alert and interested. It doesn't mean that you don't give him your undivided attention when you're with him, you also want to make sure he's giving you his undivided attention when he's with you. This is not a one-way street. But my point is that, you know, I have a lot of people that call me, like you, sweetheart. Hold on, I got a drink of water.
Mm-hmm.
That they meet a guy, and suddenly they're planning their retirement with him. You see?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I love you guys, but I have to tell you, meet the guy. I want it in a way, if women could just look at guys as though they're a girlfriend, that would you like this person as a friend first? Because that's how I believe guys want to cultivate a relationship. Yeah, there are some guys that, you know, they're looking at women, it's like, oh, hubba hubba, let's rock the sheets together. But I don't think this is that guy. I also think most guys that would do that are not looking for a serious relationship, which is why I am not anyone that supports online dating. Because to me, that's more about a hookup than it is about a actual real connection. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, sweetie.
All right,
well,
thank you.
It's got potential. It's got potential.
Okay.
We just can't push it, all right?
All right, got it. Thank you, Mona.
All right, big hug. See ya. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
All right, so I've got somebody here from the – hold on. Going to the top of my list here. I'm going to area code 724. Hello, 724. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mandy. Thanks for having me.
Oh, hi, Mandy. What's your question?
Yes, son. I'm calling this morning to see if you see my son's father, his name is Chad, if you see him making a residential move, and if so, if you see us being a joint venture.
So, Mandy, do you have your computer on? Because I'm sensing a bit of a delay here.
I have you on speakerphone because I don't have the best of phones to hear you that well. Is that any better? I turned it down a little bit, but no computer, no radio, no.
Okay. All right. Because I was hearing a little bit of an echo, and that distracts the crap out of me. So, okay, hold on.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, so according to your question, if you can shift this so that it seems like it's his idea. So the more he owns this as his idea, the more successful it's going to be for you.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
So you understand, not to interrupt you, we don't currently live together. We recently reconnected. And to see him move of where he's at, I would love to see that happen. And it was his idea. So it was just he's the one that put out there about us. And then after he moves then for us joining him. And I didn't know if that was hot air, because sometimes he says things and they don't happen. It's kind of like living in the moment type of thing. Or if there was some truth to that, or just anything you could pick up on the situation is more than appreciated.
Okay, so it's saying if this was his idea, then it's got a very good chance of moving forward. The thing is that, yes, he is probably a very difficult person to really get close to or get to know or even trust his word, because in his mind, he thinks of himself as this big swinging dick. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it.
No.
It's like the world. Okay. The world revolves around him. So what you do is you downplay any enthusiasm you have on your part about anything he does, and you wait and see what he does. But according to this, it says it does move forward. So it's going to be up to you. And then you have to decide if you want more of the same. If you want it, you can have it. But I'm telling you, I don't think he's blowing wind up your skirt today. I actually think he's serious. And I think he's serious because he may have learned his lesson. And if you actually want a relationship with this man, you can't throw the old lesson in his face.
Right, as far as and I don't want to live that old lesson, let me tell you.
Okay, but that's what I'm getting, is that the way these cards are coming up is that it's way too much work for him to not be with you. I'll just put it that way.
It complicates his life more,
I'm just so he said it, you wait and see what he does, but you don't bring it up, you don't remind him, you don't nag him, you don't prompt him, you don't do anything, you just wait.
No, I like, for example, like we.
Okay, sweetie, I'm only here to answer a question, but I just want to let you know that I'm very, sweetheart. Let me finish. I'm very distracted by your speakerphone because of the timing. I'm getting this weird feedback. So hopefully next time when you call, you'll just call me from a regular landline or a regular phone, and then I'm not on speaker, and I won't feel so distracted. All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I've got somebody here from the, 913 area code. Hello, 913. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Andy. How are you doing?
Hi, Andy. What's your question?
My question is, I'm wondering if I'm going to be moving residences within about the next 6 months. My mom really likes my house and wants to unload a condo where she's at and move to my house, but I don't really want to live with mom, and I'm kind of starting to look at some other options for myself.
Oh, yeah, so here's mom coming right smack up in the middle of your cards thinking that she put it out there and you're going to comply with exactly what she wants. It is very, very important that right away you tell her, no, Mom, we're not living together. Ain't going to happen. Not going to happen. Because she's got it convinced. I mean, I can see her in her mind going, oh, and Andy's going to let me move in with her, and it's going to be lovely, and we're going to do girls' day once a week to get our toes done. This is your mom. This is how she's thinking. So it's time to sort of cut that off at the pass, baby, because what it's saying here is that the longer you let it go that she thinks she's going to be shacking up with you, the more difficult it's going to be as it gets closer to it. I'm serious. You might be laughing here, but she's got in her mind that you have just planned the rest of her life in her mind.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So if you want any kind of social life, you won't be living with your mom.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I would be moving from this house. That's for sure.
Okay, so here's what we say is you call her up and you say, you know, Mom, I've been giving it serious thought. And then I called my psychic on the radio, and she said that you would be really lonesome if you moved here. Because I'm going to be so busy. You can blame it on me. I don't care. You just call up and you say, so I've been thinking about you moving in with me and us living together. And so I was really torn about it. I wasn't sure. I was very undecided. So I called my psychic on the radio, and she said that if we moved in together, then you would be really lonesome because my social schedule is going to get very busy and I won't have a lot of time for you.
Great.
So you make it look like that she doesn't get to get you to be her companion, her nurse, her cook, her laundress, her social butterfly planner. She doesn't get you to do that. But what I would suggest is that she move somewhat close by to you within, I'd say, a 10-minute drive. That I could deal with. And it's not about the money because she can afford to live anywhere she needs to live. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you later. Okay,
thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so I'm going to go to area code 775 because I think Wendy, one of my regular listeners, has an update for me. All right, Wendy, what's your update?
Good morning, Mona. Well, I feel like my current attorney is much more interested in preserving his referral relationship with the chiropractor. I feel like the chiropractor abused me financially, and I found another attorney who is locally famous. She's done TV commercials, and she seems very aggressive, and I need to be very smart about this decision. I don't know whether or not on Wednesday I should sign contract papers to switch over to her, or to stay where I am, even though my current attorney is more interested in preserving his referral relationship with the chiropractor.
So, okay, so here's Wendy, sweetheart, you have this,
yes.
I got to go to this global thing first, because it's something that we've touched on before. If there's the right way, the wrong way, the easy way, and the hard way to do something, Wendy, you seem to always pick the hard way.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The reason I'm bringing that up to you is you will get a settlement from this lawsuit. The settlement's going to happen. Okay, it's going to happen. What it's saying, though, is it doesn't really matter which attorney you use in order to get the settlement. My only concern, because I have another client that, because she has such a volatile case, has had to switch attorneys several times, and each time she switches attorneys, it seems like her case gets more and more diluted, all right? So the thing is that I would much rather you, I guess, point your attorney's toes to the fire, that you're very aware of what's going on, and that it would probably behoove him to get you a settlement on this case quickly. You ask this other lady attorney that you've been talking to, what other cases has she taken away from other attorneys that have been successful before you make this decision? Because the thing is that, remember how I said that you have a tendency to do things the hard way. Well, the hard way, you're used to the hard way. You suffer through the hard way, but it feels normal and familiar to you, so you keep doing it the hard way. All I'm trying to tell you is I don't really give a crap if there's whatever going on between the attorney and the chiropractor, because I will bet you there are more attorney-chiropractor relationships that are exactly like the one you're dealing with right now. I'm just telling you, it's not, I don't think it's that unusual, all right? Now, do I think that your chiropractor might be inflating the charges? Abso-frickin-lutely. Because if your attorney feels that your case is winnable and that chiropractor can get a piece of the pie as a result of your injury claim, all right, this may be the way the business is done. You and I are not attorneys. You and I are not chiropractors, all right? But I know that you would really love to get a settlement to tide you over until you can file for Social Security and live a decent and comfortable life financially and until we're not here anymore, all right? But I'm a little worried about you reinventing the wheel and going to another attorney where your own case might be delayed as a result of it. So instead, I think I would call your regular attorney and say, you know, I don't know if you're aware, but it seems like these charges are inflated. But if that's the way the business is normally done, then I might be a little out of my league. I'd just like to know when you think my case is going to settle. That would be my advice, because the more you throw intrigue and suspicion and accusations into the mix here with any attorney, the less likely they're going to want to work for you. And like I said, you're probably right. There's probably inflated charges there. But you don't want to also have the mess of suing your former attorney who's put all this time into this case by going to a new attorney who, in other words, you could end up in a worse situation by switching attorneys, is what I'm trying to tell you.
I don't want that. And, he can't move forward until I'm done treating, and that might be a few more months. And financially, I don't think I can afford to stay on disability, because I don't know how I'm going to pay next month's rent. It's kind of catching up.
All I'm trying to tell you is that this is where you sit down and you look at this pragmatically. If I jump into another attorney boat mid-course, is it going to dilute the validity of my case? That's the question to ask. Not, I think this chiropractor is inflating these charges, and this is awful. Now, if you've been able to get this attorney on contingency, then that's even more powerful for you, because if it turns out that he can't win your case, you're not paying the chiropractor anything anyway.
Yeah.
So I want you to think about that, and before you make this big decision to jump into another attorney's boat, I want you to really think about it. Will my case lose its momentum if I switch attorneys? What I'm getting is the answer to that is yes. If you change attorneys and you have to go through a whole nother medical exam, a whole nother thing, well, yeah, that's more attention for you, but does it actually efficiently get this case done? Which that's the goal.
I wouldn't have to start over with my medical, but you did resonate. You woke me up that the attorney that I have right now, he won award for 2018 for the city of Sacramento as being one of the top attorneys. This other attorney is really, really sharp, but and on Google, he's 9.9 and she's like 8.0. I don't know how credible that is, but I want to be careful because I have not switched attorneys and I'm going to get one shot here and I want to be careful.
Okay, so I'm just going to tell you from my own personal experience here, Wendy. So I've been professionally licensed as a psychic in Vegas since 2002. Went through the criminal background investigation. I do this professionally. This is my full-time job, right? So here's what happened on Google. So I have like 20 reviews right now on Google. I used to have close to 80 reviews on Google. And through some weird computer glitch, 60 of my reviews on Google just disappeared. They're gone, all right? So when you go and you look on Google, my reviews are at like 4.8, right? And I've been in business since 2002. Yeah. Some of the reviews that are on there are people that I haven't even done a reading for, and they marked me with one star, right? So, you can look at the reviews and stuff, and you can take that with a grain of salt. It's always going to be what's best for you, all right? But with you, it's not like you're a multimillionaire and sue people for fun. You actually need this money to live off of. And so if this attorney is trying to do a good job for you, and this attorney took you on contingency, and this attorney just won best attorney in Sacramento, I am just reluctant for you to just switch to another attorney midstream. I really am. I'm just reluctant about it. Even though you're sitting at home and you don't have a lot to do and you're looking at what's not happening, all I'm trying to tell you is that the best thing for you right now is to not be so in control of how you're going to get your money. It's be in the thought process of being open to receive your money. And there's some beautiful meditation videos and on YouTube. I would love it if you got into some of the theta meditations, some of the chakra clearings, some of those meditations where when you get yourself all worried like you are right now, you go into, I'm going to open it up to the universe because I know the universe has my best interest at heart always, all right? Because that's my reluctance for you, and that's why I wanted to take your call today to tell you this, because I've been getting your emails, and the thing is that I just can't respond to you via email with this huge explanation because it just would take more time for me to write it. So I'm just trying to be very, very reluctant about changing attorneys when this one is already two-thirds through your case for you.
You know what, Mona? You woke me up. You resonated with me. May God bless you. I knew you were busy, so you couldn't respond to my email, but I thought I'd give you some background. And I trust you, and you know that I regard you so highly as a valued psychic. I know you.
One more thing. And this is what you have to do, because now your attorney thinks you're fighting him. So what you do is you send him an email and you say, I'm sorry if I have been extra, extra, it's not critical. Oh, I wanted to send you an apology that I've been extra observant about the charges with the chiropractor. This is not something that I've ever done before, and I'm just worried. So I appreciate all the work you're doing for me, and I'm wondering if you have any update of when we might be able to see any kind of settlement. That would be a much better tone than the one that says, I think your chiropractor is fleecing me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
he's golfing, buddy.
In a way, it's not really, in a way, whatever they've got worked out, in a way, I want you to ignore it since you have this attorney on a contingency anyway. If you don't win any money, the chiropractor doesn't get paid. But I don't think that's what's going to happen. But I really got to go, girl. See you later.
Okay.
Bye.
God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Sweetheart. See you later. All right. So I will be right back.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, so I'm going to go to area code 347. Hello, 347. Who's this? Hello, 347.
Hi, yes, can you hear me?
Hi.
Okay, what's your first name?
Tanika.
Tanika, what's your question for me?
I just wanted to know, with someone named Mark that I reconnected with, he was my high school first. He was the first boyfriend, I guess you could say,
that
got involved with in high school. Recently, we reconnected in June. He contacted me and told me I was the one that got away. He has three children now. He lives in Florida. I live in New York. I went to see him twice this summer. Things are okay, but we argued two times. And then this last third time we argued last Monday, I actually blocked him in my phone. I didn't like the way it felt. So just wondering if you saw any kind of future with me and him, if you saw me and him ever reconnecting, or is he just like, if there's no future there. I had actually wanted to move to Florida for a few years now. I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know if that was a sign why he, that he actually lives there and he contacted me again, or if this is just not going to happen with this guy.
All right, sweetheart, I just want to let you know the universe is telling you that this is not the dude, that you are dodging a bullet, and the fact that the two of you had a hard time getting along when you were both actually trying to see if you would get along says to me that this is the big red flag no. Absolutely not. Now, I don't care if you move to Florida. Just don't move in the city in Florida anywhere near him, because what I'm getting is that the whole reason that this happened is that he's going through an awful lot of crap right now that he hasn't even told you. So you don't have the whole truth. And you're going through stuff right now, too, that you haven't told him the whole truth. And both of the, I mean, seriously, I'm on your team here, gal pal. So, you know, I really don't care if you tell him the whole truth or not, because the way these cards are coming up, he does not deserve your whole truth. So I do not see this as a relationship that's moving forward. However, the bright news, the good news for you, is that since you have karmically settled that, that now you know he's not the one, and he's not the one that got away. He's the one that, thank goodness, got away. You see what I'm saying? That you got away. There is a new relationship coming towards you over the next year and a half. But I think it's when you finally decide where it is you want to live, and it's connected with whether you stay where you are now or move. As soon as you make the decision of where you want to live, then you start to draw the man to you. Do you see what I mean? Okay, but I do not see, I mean, he's convinced that you're the one, but here's what you don't know. According to this, he's got some money issues. He's got three kids. He's still pissed off at his ex-wife. I mean, there's a lot going on here that he hasn't told you, and maybe he has told you, and you're not looking at those as red flags like I am. All I'm seeing here is that you can do better.
Why is he so pissed off?
You can. Say that again?
He is pissed off. Why? He is very pissed off, and I don't understand why, because he was, like, taking out anger on me, but I'm like, this is not, has nothing to do with me. I don't know where this is coming from.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is he?
I think there's a term called transference that that anyone he gets involved with romantically gets to, is supposed to tolerate his temper and his bad moods. In other words, he's nicer to a stranger than someone he's involved with. So yeah, you're dodging a bullet here, gal pal. Don't be moving to Florida for him. I'm just saying, not the one.
No, I'm not. When do you see me moving, and where do you see me moving to?
Well, that's another question, and you might want to book a session with me, and then I'll spend all kinds of time with you.
Oh, okay.
All right, sweetheart. Big hugs. See you later.
Thank you.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 541 area code. Hello,
hi,
541.
Mona.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Anna. How are you today?
Hi, Anna. What's your question?
Well, I have a scenario with a tenant in a house that I own out of state. It's three states away from
me.
And she appeared like she was like the perfect professional, has all these websites and seminars, and she's financially stable, just sold a house in the Berkeley area, or Richmond, California, Bay Area. And it seems she's a bit of a manipulator, and she keeps setting up things contrary to the lease. I don't want to have to evict her because it took me 2.5 months to find somebody to move in long distance. She doesn't want to message me. She doesn't want to be on Facebook. She doesn't want me to text her. She sends me emails occasionally, and I don't use my email, and it becomes very difficult. So she sent me, and she says, I'm rude, don't contact me, leave me alone, I'm sick of you already. I mean, she's nasty. She sent an email that I, on July 11th, that I saw like 20 days later, saying that there was a leak in the roof. And she has a bucket in the living room, and I didn't see it because I don't check emails, and she made no effort to contact me in any other way. I got it taken care of. It caused all of this hoo-ha because the worker didn't get there on time. And bottom line, she's sending me texts saying, don't contact me. I'm sending. There's a restraining order on the way. I have a lawyer. I'm copying all of these texts and things, sending them. You know, she's just threatening and nasty.
So, okay, sweetheart, I think you're just calling me for validation to evict her butt out of your house.
Well, I don't really want to.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, the thing is is this relationship's not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And she's okay. going to try and work it out so that the fact that you are her landlord and there is an, and I'm not an attorney here, but I'm going to go in just this assumption that when you have an attorney, or sorry, a landlord-tenant agreement, there has to be an efficient way for people to get a hold of each other. She seemed to have no problem communicating with you via phone and text when she was negotiating the house. For her to suddenly change her tune and go into, I only operate by email, and then turn around and file a restraining order against you, that says to me that it's time for you to call in your favors with an attorney friend or the attorney you might have, and then and basically come back at her before she hits you with it. Because the thing is that there's probably in your landlord-tenant agreement, there's probably something about the ability to communicate efficiently as directed by the landlord, not by the tenant, because you're in the position of power here. So what I would do is I would get some young whippersnapper kid, if you don't already have one, that's an attorney, that knows about real estate law and property management and all of that, and then you have him hit her first. Because here's the thing, is that I'm actually thinking that you're probably, I think she's doing all this to avoid paying you rent.
No, she's already paid me a month in advance. She's already.
Okay, but that's my point. I know, but there's something about this woman is that she thinks she can outsmart you in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she's not willing to communicate via text when she had no problem doing that when she was looking to lease your property, I just want you to lawyer up and get a very clear agreement with the two of you about how this is going to be managed moving forward. And if she doesn't agree to that, because you're the one in power, you're the sovereign here, if she doesn't agree with that, then, Anna, you've got to let her go. You got to move her butt out. And the fact that she would turn around and threaten you with a restraining order and an attorney, that just says to me, if you don't nip it now, if you don't take care of it now, it's going to bite you in the butt later. It really will. So that's my advice for you, sweetheart. Thank you for the call. See you later.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I know you guys. I know I sometimes don't tell you what you want to hear, but that's what I was getting. So what can a girl do when you get that, right? So I'm going to go to area code 201. Hello, 201. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. What's your question?
I just recently was notified by my attorney that they're going to serve an ejectment letter on my sister to finally move out of the house after 7 years. I know she's going to try not to answer the bell and, you know, play invisible. And I have to try to make an arrangement with the bells for the sheriff. Do you see her going within the next 8 weeks?
Boy, is she going to be upset. Yeah, actually, I think that she's going to be the perfect play the victim role and get somebody else to let her move in with them. And this is saying that she's probably going to be out before the end of August. Because it is saying connected with the number 8, so whether that's the end of this month or 8 weeks, she's going to be out. And then there's this huge freedom for you.
He's leaving at the end of August. The judge
is
actually retiring at the end of August.
Okay. That's fine. All I'm trying to tell you is that you probably will never have a relationship with your sister again.
I don't want to.
Okay, well then we're good.
Too much
because, harm. Yeah, because what it says here is that you get to be free. You get to be free of your sister's bullcrap. You get to be free. You're done.
What about my brother?
To me, what it's saying here is that this whole situation creates enormous freedom for you, Jackie. So I just, there's nothing in these cards here that say that you don't get what you want. You do get what you want.
This is a long, long time coming.
Because this has been burning
me since my father died and when my mother died, she amped it up. And it's so painful. She tried to accuse me of stealing, made me swear that I didn't touch anything of hers. I said, what's missing? I said,
sweetheart,
three times since February. What's missing?
Here's the thing.
Did I touch her mail?
Sweetheart, I just want to tell you that you have the opportunity to let all this go, and that's what I want you to look forward to. Is that your timing couldn't be better than what it is right now. And as a matter of fact, I'll even go one step further, that within the next 3 weeks, you're going to get notice that everything is moving forward the way you want it to. So I am not worried. Okay?
Oh, God. Thank you.
Sweetheart. Thank you for the call.
And I want to give you something. I need to give you a validation. Remember when my granddaughter was being born? I spoke to you on the 10th, and you said you saw the number 11 with this baby, and you said I wouldn't be surprised if she was born tomorrow. And I said, like, you know, it could happen because she was due the 23rd. Well, the 11 was she was born on the 29th. I didn't get to tell you that last time I spoke to you. Go for it.
Oh yeah, so 2 and 9 equals 11. How cool is that? Thank you.
She was born on the
29th.
I love you, Mona. When I get around, I'm going to send you the picture in my hand. They're very busy. Thank you. Namaste.
All right.
Namaste.
See you later. Okay, bye.
Peace.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 760 area code. Hello, 760. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Gigi. How are you?
Oh, hi, Gigi. What's your question?
Well, I am actually wanting to tap into opportunities for work and see what you get with that. I am looking for a position.
Okay. So you have two cards that are actually fighting each other in your reading. You have this card of I really, really want the new beginning, but I also want to be validated for how amazing and awesome I am for all the work I've done up until now. And the thing is that you've got... You're running into a little bit of a conflict of being validated for, I don't know what that noise is, but there's this weird crackling noise on your end.
Okay. I think it may have stopped. Sorry.
All right. Because I have to tell you, the noise comes right through these phones, man. Okay. So there's this conflict between you being validated for what you did before and being compensated at that level for what you did before, and the fact that you really want a new beginning in some way. What it's saying here is that it's like you can't let those two internal wolves fight inside you. You have to go for one or the other. You either go for the job that validates what you did before and earns you close or a little more than what you were making before, or you go in the brand new beginning and realize that you might not make money-wise what you made before. So, having said that,
go ahead.
You have this card of if you just go in the direction of the work that you love, and there's a man here, he's got brown hair and blue eyes that wants to hire you, because he wants to hire you for all the stuff you've done before with the fact you want the new beginning. But he may not be able to pay you what you made before. However, it says here it's a job that you absolutely love. So I'm actually thinking that I'm going to give you this time frame because I literally want you to plan to be working within 6 weeks, is that over the next 6 weeks, it's about you concentrating on the work you love to do and that you do incredibly well. And that's the job you go for, even if it's a job you haven't done before.
Can you give me some details around it? What kinds of things I would want to look for?
Okay, the biggest thing it says in your cards, because you're the only one that wants to look for what you want to look for. The biggest thing is it's saying, ask yourself this question. What do I love? What work do I love? What work do I do that I forget the time? What work do I do that I realize I've just been working at it for 4 hours and I haven't gone to the bathroom? That's mm-hmm. the kind of work you want to start living in. Now, I have to tell you, you guys, if you haven't taken advantage of some of the amazing meditations that are out there on YouTube, specifically the Theta meditations, where you're letting go of what you don't want so you can actually sit in what you do want, I'm going to recommend that to you, Gigi, where you start doing meditations about, okay, I'm not quite sure what I want to do, but I know what I don't want to do. So we release the stuff we don't want to do, and then we start visioning in our mind's eye, seeing ourselves do what we love to do. I have to tell you, you know what job that I'd actually think I'd like to have, Gigi? And you're going to think it's nuts when I say this to you. I would love to sell, you're going to think this is nuts, luxury automobiles. I would mm-hmm. specifically love to sell Porsches, because I just think that Porsches are beautiful cars, and that when a person mm-hmm. walks onto that lot and there's a part of them that says to themselves, you know what? I've earned this. I deserve this. I want to be able to be the person that agrees with them. You see what I mean? So I just want you to think about, what can I do at this phase in my life where I would be celebrated? Now, I'm not going to go sell Porsches, but I've actually toyed with the idea of selling luxury automobiles, because there's something about the vibration of somebody stepping onto that lot knowing they can afford a Porsche. You mm-hmm. see? So mm-hmm. I'm throwing that idea at you for a minute, because I want you to think about, well, where can my business savvy, my maturity, the fact that people meet me and like me as soon as they meet me, the fact that I would be able to explain things to them that they would understand, and I might be able to sell a high-ticket item. Let's just say that. Well, that could be mm-hmm. something you could do, but that's not necessarily what I see you doing. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you go into the skills you know you're good at, and because usually the thing you're good at is the thing that you love. See, my goal is to keep doing what I'm doing right now, because as I get more mature, I'm actually more validated in what I do,
mm-hmm.
because people are more likely to come to a reader that's my age than go to a reader that's 21 or 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for it is because of the life experiences that someone has been through when you get to my age, you see? And mm-hmm. that's why in my little ad, it's like talking to your favorite aunt. I adopt most of the young people that come into my office, I adopt them as a niece or nephew, specifically because they want to talk to somebody that has been through more stuff than they have, and that can explain mm-hmm. stuff to them in a certain way. So, anyway, gotta go, gal. But I think you get the idea.
Okay, I do.
All right, sweetie. See you
later.
Thank
you very much.
Okay.
Bye bye.
You're welcome. Bye. All right, I'm gonna go to area code. I'm gonna go to area code 661. Hello, 661. Who's this?
Brenda?
Hi, Brenda. What's your question?
Oh, my question is, I'm wondering, I've retired recently, been through the divorce, tired of being alone. Is there anybody going to be there for me, or I'm just going to finish the rest of my life alone?
Okay, so, Brenda, let's
yes,
you and
ma'am.
I talk like girlfriends here. Are you ready?
Again, I
ready?
Guess.
Okay. Okay. The reason that you're stuck is
yes.
that, and we're going to be honest, and it's just you and I talking here, is that you don't
Damn.
Like a lot of people.
Well, maybe.
Okay. So, thank you for that little tiny step forward. But part of the reason why you're like, well, why in the heck am I at this point? Because I really thought by now I would be in a much happier place. That's where you really
yes.
thought you were going to be right now. And
yes.
you've gone through, so here you are going, well, crap, I don't like this. Well, here's the thing, is that my suggestion to you is to find some things that you like. You got to find some things you like to do that involve other people. Now, you don't have to like everybody in the room, but part of the reason why I don't see you meeting someone through online dating, I don't see you meeting somebody just by waiting till the UPS guy comes to the door because I don't think it's going to be the UPS guy. I actually think that you're going to have to get your butt out of the house and start doing some things that are social so that you can get back in the habit of being a little friendly with people. And you've got to learn how to flirt again because you've lost the skill of flirting. So even at my age, I'm an incredible flirt. And now here's the thing. I don't wear anything revealing as part of my regular clothing line. I am actually pretty darn conservative, but I will flirt with people. I will flirt with the checkout person as they're ringing up my stuff. I'll flirt with the person behind me, man or woman, doesn't matter. And when I say flirt, it's not really flirt like I'm trying to get your attention romantically.
Right.
I'm just flirting with you because I just want to see if I'm calling out the headline in the checkout stand, if you think that's funny too. Because here's the thing. What most people don't realize is that we are all connected. Every single one of us, all of our hearts are connected. And when somebody hurts, we feel it. Okay? And the thing is that you've been through so much unfair crap. Over this last year, there's been a lot of unfair hurt that you've had to deal with. And a lot of the hurt is realizing, oh, crap, if I want a life that I want, I'm going to actually have to do something about it, right?
That's true.
And there's a part of you that goes, well, I don't know if I have the energy for that. So my thought for you is to start with baby steps. And the baby step would be that look for a local gym, or if you already have one, look for the class that starts at 10 or 11 in the morning. And you start going two or three times a week to that class, and you make new friends. See, there's somebody here in Vegas doing something really smart. They're doing very, very beginning yoga. And this very, very beginning yoga starts where you actually sit in a chair and you start doing the moves in a chair, and then you graduate to actually being able to do full yoga poses. Now, the thing is attracting a lot of older people. The cool thing about it is that these older people are all in the same place you are. They want to feel more vibrant. They want to connect with new people. They want to connect with new people that are that want to live a full and energetic life.
Right.
And so what I'm going to suggest to you first is that you find yourself a gym class that you dedicate yourself to going three times a week at the same time. And you just are nice to the other people in the class. And then when regular people start showing up, then you say, oh, I saw you last time. You know, my name is Brenda. What's your name? You know, and then, you know, or I'm Brenda. And if they offer their name, then you say, oh, and then when they show up the next time, you say their name. So now you start developing new friendships with new people in new vibrations. But the reason I'm asking you to do it through a gym class is because what better vibration than somebody that's already looking to make themselves more energetic and healthy? And then I would suggest things like joining a bridge club, deciding that you're going to be a great public speaker, so you get connected with Toastmasters. It may be that you decide to rescue dogs at the end of the month for a spay-neuter clinic. Whatever it is, you start getting more involved in things where, because you're participating, you have the opportunity to meet other people. And in doing so, they get to see your authentic side. But, sweetie pie, you got to get your butt out of the house to have that relationship you want.
I've been learning line dancing, but still, it's like...
That's awesome.
But I make
That's
myself
awesome.
Not go. I'd rather sit at home where everyone's going line dancing.
Okay, so it would be, I want you to continue doing it, and I want you to, when people ask you, what do you do for fun? Well, I'm doing line dancing. All right, sweetie, I got to go because I just looked at the time. Thank you so much
You're
for
fine.
Your call.
Thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right, So you guys, again, happy National Psychic Day. When you get a minute, go on dicewisdom.com, download my app. That would be the best thing. That would be the wonderful offering you can give me, $1.99 to download my app. And then you can ask me questions all the time on your phone through my app, which is awesome. All right. I will be back live next weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.